You're listening to a Radio 191 FM podcast.
Next guest, it's Aotearoa's, maybe not first, but probably most recent in a long line of self-professed cowboys. We've got Sig Wilder from Sig Wilder and Friends on the line, who's coming to us live all the way from across the world over in the United States, the US of A. Good morning to you, Sig. How are we?
Got it, Zach. Thanks for having me.
Of course, anytime. You've been in the States for a wee while. You're in Mexico before then. What is the sort of vibe over there, like, politically? Can you feel it? Is it pretty tense? Is it pretty weird? Surreal?
It's, in a lot of ways. I mean, I've been kind of treading lightly, but in the Midwest here, I mean, you see a lot of support for the current government, but in general, a lot of things seem, you know, it doesn't seem like a big deal. It's kind of strange. I mean, like, back in, you know, in Wellington and stuff, it's like earth-shattering kind of political stuff happening over here, but, you know, it's business as usual kind of. But that's kind of just, like, you know, the area I'm in, I think.
It's very much where you are will inform what you think of the situation. You mean?
Absolutely.
Yeah, because are you in Missouri right now?
No, I was. So that's where I grew up, in Missouri, so I was there for a little bit. But then I'm in Michigan now.
Right, Michigan. I knew it was a MI state. I knew it was a MI state. Yeah.
Yeah, so we've got the whole family together here in Michigan on the lake. It's been beautiful. Just so nice to see family and catch up and to observe the US in its current condition.
And to experience all the consumerist paradise. I mean, I keep seeing videos of, like, malls, or not even malls, sorry, like supermarkets in the States, and they're just insane. That the variety of like treats you can get there are just, it's out of the gate.
Oh man, it's crazy. You can get your groceries, and then you can get your you can do your clothes shopping, and then you can get your pharmaceuticals, and then you can buy a gun and everything right there.
All the things a cowboy needs: groceries, pharmaceuticals, and a gun. Now, before we get talking about that, you did put out a new song recently, Birmingham, Alabama, as well as you've got a vinyl fundraiser campaign going. I want to quickly talk about the song before the campaign. It's a very, very country song. I mean, between the wavy guitars, the harmonica, your gentle but firm voice, can it get more country than that?
Oh, certainly. But I think this is probably the most country that I get on this album. Mm-hmm. I was really trying to channel that when I wrote this song. I mean, it's a reflective song looking back at a time when I lived in the States and was touring around with the band. And it was one of the first songs I wrote for this album, Cowboy Practice. And I mean, as the title suggests, I was really leaning into, you know, practicing being a cowboy, and this song, I think I leaned in really hard, I suppose. And, you know, I'm proud of the results. I think it might be as country as I might ever get. I mean, I don't know, but it feels kind of that way. Mm-hmm. But I'm really happy with this song.
I think you should be, because it's a gorgeous song. And, you know, I want to know, is Birmingham a place that you spend much time in, or does it symbolize something about the States or being a cowboy? What is the reasoning behind the title?
Yeah, it was that band that I was touring with at the time. We had a show in Birmingham, and I mean, we didn't really spend much time there, but we had a really nice time, and I didn't know it in the moment, but looking back, that time we spent in Birmingham, Alabama was kind of the beginning of the end of the band. That's when, like, things were good, but I can look back at that moment and be like, oh yeah, there's clear signs that relationships were eroding and it was coming to an end. And so that's the song. I try and put myself in that place in Birmingham and reflect on the person I was and, you know, what was happening in that time. Mm-hmm.
Do you think there's ever a possibility of you getting back with the band and maybe doing, like, a fun reunion show at some point?
Yeah, I mean, I don't want to completely rule it out. I think it's pretty unlikely, but, you know, never say never.
Never say never. I mean, I don't know. Musicians, Yeah, we'll skip past that for now. Personalities and so on and so forth. And the song, I really love the line, shallow as a wishing well, no amount of change can make me dry. I mean, that is... that there's so much symbolism and imagery and metaphor there. How do you come up with that?
That was kind of, I'll be honest, like just one of those kind of lines that just kind of fell out.
Oh.
There are a lot of lines that I dwelled on for a long time in the song, a lot of lines that I've changed and re-edited, but like that one just kind of spilled out and I was like, oh yeah, that's I like that.
Mm-hmm. No, it's good. It's just, you know, it's got a bit of, what is it when something's opposite something? I forget the term. We'll skip past that for now. But yeah, beautiful line, and the song's full of great lines and great music. Now, you mentioned before this track was maybe the first thing that kind of came to, that kind of informed what Cowboy Practice, your upcoming album, would be. You've begun a crowdfunding campaign to raise funds for setting the new record to vinyl. Would this be the first time your material has been on wax?
Yeah, it will be. Mm-hmm. And I've fully dived into the whole vinyl thing. So it would be very special for me to have the record printed to vinyl.
Mm-hmm. When you say you've dived into the whole vinyl thing, do you mean that you've really been getting into vinyl this past year?
Yeah, I'm building my collection, sinking some serious money into vinyl.
Oh, really? Really? Have you got like a decent setup at home to play the vinyl?
Honestly, it's not that flash. Like, it's pretty basic. But you know, hopefully, I can improve that as well. Mm-hmm.
What are some of the your favorite records that you've been collecting so far?
Oh, well, my flatmate that I lived with, he listens to a lot of like electronic stuff, which I hadn't really before. But we've got like the new Jamie XX record, the new James Blake and Little Yachty.
Oh, that one, No Cameo. Is it any good? It seems quite interesting.
Oh my gosh, first listen, I was a little bit unsure, but man, it's a grower. Like, that is probably one of my all-time favorite albums now.
Really,
it's just gorgeous.
Okay,
beautiful.
Okay, I'll have to give it a listen. That's good that you're diving into genres you might not be super familiar with. I think that's a really awesome thing to do, just in general. How much left of the fundraiser do you have to go? You know, where are you in relativity to the goal?
Yeah, so I've just pulled it up here to have a look. We've got 67... pre-orders or units to sell, I suppose, before we reach our goal. So we need 67 more people, essentially, before July 28th. So it's crunch time for us.
Uh-huh. So your mission right now, aside from, you know, spending time with the family in Michigan, is getting the word out, doing all that.
Yeah, you know, talking with you.
I'm one of the many pawns in this scheme.
That's right.
Where can people support you if they want to, if they'd like to go buy the record and help out?
Yeah, so it's through Holiday Records. They've got a pretty awesome setup. You know, it's just the crowdfunding campaign to reach the goal in order to help afford the cost of vinyl. So if you go to Holiday Records and you check out their pre-order page, or you can just go to sigwelder.com. I've got all the info easy with links and everything there.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. Awesome. Well, you heard it here, folks. First, folks, if you want to go support old mate, head to sigwelder.com or Holiday Records. When will the record be coming out? Will it be coming out around the same time as the fundraiser wraps up?
Yeah, so the record is due on August 1st.
Very exciting. That's super exciting, man. That's awesome. The record itself, from what I've heard, is about becoming happy with the cowboy that you've become, regardless that the journey isn't finished. Now that you're ending this kind of chapter of the journey, you know, you're about to put out the record, what does the rest of that journey look like after this chapter?
Yeah, I think the new music I've been working on with the band, is it's a little bit less country, so we'll be kind of pivoting into more. It's more collaborative. I'm getting all the band members involved, because a lot of the band members weren't around when I finished this record up. So now it's becoming more of a band thing, and I'm just kind of letting it take on a life of its own. It's more rocky elements. I'm using less of my, you know, chest voice, you know, like cowboy voice, and singing a bit more, you know, falsetto, and it's a more delicate at times, and it's coming. Yeah, it's shaping up. It's still very, you know, rough, but I think the next journey is just going to be another collection of songs, with, you know, the band's input. Mm-hmm.
So a real emphasis on the Friends aspect of Sig Wilder and Friends.
That's right, yeah. I mean, that's what we set out to do, and now that I've got the Friends behind me, I'm ready to really put them to work.
And what Friends they are? You've got Sophia McRae, you've got Tessa, Dylan. Who else is in the band?
Mads Taylor.
You got some incredible, phenomenal acts there. I mean, there's so much inspiration and creativity to draw from and to collaborate with.
Yeah, it's so much fun. I mean, we've got a band of all lead singers, which in a way doesn't sound like it would ever work. No. But it's
It sounds kind of paradoxical, but it does work really well, from what I can hear.
Yeah, it's so fun.
Yeah. Well, I want to thank you for coming on the program this morning, Sig, and I wish you a very lovely rest of your holiday over in the States. Do you have any final words for our listeners on The One?
Oh, thank you. I mean, thanks for having me, and, you know, I appreciate anybody who goes and checks out the vinyl campaign and helps us bring this album to life.
Mm-hmm. It'll be a real, real awesome thing to see. Love the album cover, too. It's very, it's very cowboy. It's very country. It's great. Thank you for coming on.
That's great. That's what we're going to hear.
Yeah. Thanks for coming on, man, and take care.
All right, thanks, Zach.
See you, man. All right, folks, that was Sig Wilder. We're talking to him about his new record, Cowboy Practice, the new track, Birmingham, Alabama, as well as the vinyl crowdfunding campaign Sig is running. You can find all the information at sigwilder.com if you want to go get your hands on a vinyl and help the bro out. At 8:45, we'll have... 9:45, we'll have a new edition of Clowning Around. Stay tuned for that. Here is Sig Wilder with his new track, Birmingham, Alabama. You're listening to The One. Take care.
Limestone tablecloth showered in neon. Drink here all night, long as they keep spinning Leon. Rustling about, just falling up the window. Say they put a cab on my...
That was a Radio 1 91 FM podcast. You can find more of them at r1.co.nz/podcast.